The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn. Today is May 2nd, 2016, and we are sponsored by Primal Creations at AOL.com. Unleash your strength with relentless metabolic endurance through 100% pure, wholesome, organic foods. Athlete's Choice is the only product with the ultimate results you're looking for. That's our good friend Steven Santangelo, who's on here every month. You can get a hold of him on Facebook. At S-T-E-P-H-E-N, period, S-A-N-T-A-N-G-E-L-O, period, .75, adexclub.com. And that leads us right in to our big contest that's taking place. Motivation and Muscle, along with Donnie and 8X Clubs, is running a contest to win one of his clubs, which is valued at $240. It started yesterday, May 1st, and it runs right through to May 15th. This is an adjustable one-club weight setting, 3.5 to 25 pounds. It's perfect for both two-hand and one-handed club work, and it's great for rehab and circular strength training. So all you have to do is go out to motivationandmuscle.com, put in your first name and your email address, click it, you're right in the contest. And on the 16th of May, we will pick the winner, and as we always do, we will have the winner on. And we will do a three-way call with Donnie, myself, and the winner of the club. So, go out to Motivation and Muscle, get involved, and win a beautiful 8X club, courtesy of Donnie Gianfardino. Well, today, these are the, as everybody knows, we had a brand new guest on yesterday, and I love having new people on here, because it really adds to the show, and, you know, as everybody knows, the show is growing exponentially. And we're just going to keep rolling like this. Yesterday we had Casey Walker on, who won the sledgehammer, courtesy of Stronger Grip and FBC. And today we have Gary Clark on. Gary's from the UK, and he's a disabled strongman. But if you go out and look at any of Gary's video, you would never know that. The man has more heart than most people that are walking around on the earth. So I'm going to give you a little bit about Gary besides being disabled, which I don't see that as any handicap with him. He's been in five of the world's strongest man events. He's had the opportunity to be in Iceland, which I have, so we've got a bond there. He's also had the opportunity to meet Magnus for Magnuson. Obviously, he is the four-time winner of the world's strongest man, and he is a guy that everybody looks up to. So, Gary, welcome to Motivation Muscle, obviously. Glad to have you here. As everybody knows, when we do a show with anybody the first time, it's kind of building a foundation because most people, even if they're aware of Gary, we have some listeners that have never heard of him, but you're going to hear some noise now. So, Gary, welcome to Motivation Muscle, sir.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
Pleasure to have you. Why don't you give everybody a little bio, anything I missed on you, and then we're going to move right into the show. If you got a website or anybody sponsoring you, just bring it all out.
Yeah, I'm Gary Clark. I'm 38. I'm the UK's first disabled strongman. I was the first guy to go to Iceland in 2011 to compete in the World's Strongest Disabled Man. And basically, the show's going from there, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing what you've done, and I had a brother, he didn't, you know, he had muscular dystrophy. I got a great understanding of being wheelchair bound and what it is, and like yourself, Jimmy is my idol, and that's why both sites, FBC and M&M, are dedicated to him, because I saw a kid that had the great mental capacity, but could never stand up and do the things he had to do. But yet, we had him everywhere with us. You never knew that, you would never know he could walk, never heard a complaint. And you know, he had the worst form of muscular dystrophy called Duchenne, which it took him down, it whittled him down to nothing. and we lost them. So I have a very soft spot in my heart for all that. But obviously, you go after things with a hard-ass tenacity, and obviously that's
have,
the way it is.
You have to. You know,
yeah.
Just being a strong man, you know. And with strong man, absolutely, it's all or nothing, you know. You can't do things half-assed. You've got to be 100% effort, you know. And
yeah, absolutely. Gary, what got you now? Obviously, let's go a little bit through your past, if you don't mind. What capacity do you have? What happened with you? Were you born with I don't know if you had MS or what it is.
No, I was born 2 months early, so I've got cerebral palsy.
Okay, cerebral palsy. Okay,
yeah.
So like Jeff King, I understand the whole thing. Now, obviously, is it more proficient on one side? Because I know Jeff has it more on one side.
It kind of affects all four limbs, but it's more about the tightness of the muscles for me, balance and coordination. So I use crutches or canes, as you guys call it, to walk with.
Yep.
So that's how I get around.
Okay, well, hey, you know something, man? You're getting around and you're kicking ass. That's the main thing.
I mean,
well, let me ask you this. Obviously, you must have always liked athletics. And
I've been a strongman since, you know, I can remember 5, 6 years old.
Oh, really? You're that into it then? Okay.
I'm watching guys like John Paul Sigmundson and Jeff Capes and Bill Casmar, all those guys. I grew up watching those on the TV, you know, every Christmas. It was on in the UK. So we kind of grew up watching them, and then later on, obviously, Magnus came in, and I kind of looked up to him as a role model in my own strength training, because at that particular time, that was when I started training, so
yep.
Magnus was on the TV doing his thing at that particular point, and, you know, I've always been a fan of strongman. It's fantastic.
Well, let me ask you this. You know, like me and a lot of other guys, you know, as a young kid, I always loved the Incredible Hulk. There was something about strength and size and power and being able to do what you needed to do.
Absolutely.
But, you know,
that was one of the best shows on TV.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the interesting thing is that, you know, those type of, whether it's a cartoon, a show, or you're actually watching a strongman event, as a young boy, man, you know, as you're growing into, it has a pronounced effect on you. I know that the Hulk was like one of the main catalysts in why I wanted to explore strength. And I played all organized sports, and I was good in sports, but nothing was the same until I touched a barbell.
I definitely do, you know?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Once I picked up a barbell for the first time, I knew this was what I wanted to do, you know.
Letting
the powerlifting first of all, because as far as I knew at that point, in 2001 or whatever, there was no disabled strongman. But then...
When you started, you know, obviously getting into strongman lifting, obviously, and then the competition.
Yeah.
What was it? I mean, you know, obviously you started at a very young age. I mean, 5 years old, you got interest in it. Obviously,
I was interested in strongman. I can remember it right back to my childhood.
Yep. Well, let me ask you this. I mean, we all know, you and I just both said that when we touched a barbell, we knew that was like what we wanted to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, that's a whole thing. You know, going in a strongman, as you and I both know, is some serious stuff.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, you got cerebral palsy, so, you know, most people are going to tell you can't do it, obviously.
Eric, as you know, I'm sure you've seen the little videos. You know, there's 10 people that can tell you can't do something, but as long as you believe you can do it yourself, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks, to hell with what anybody else thinks. You know, as long as you believe you can do it yourself, there's a way for adapting it and going forward.
Yeah, you know something, though? The world isn't taught that anymore, though. I mean, you know, there's so many healthy individuals out there that can move and run and you know, this, that, and the other thing. But yet, they're self-defeated and they really don't have the balls to go after something like this.
The hell out of me, you know?
Right.
Make me quite angry, but I use that anger in terms of my training to push that forward. So it has kind of a catalyst effect, if you will.
Well, I mean, you know, I've watched your video. You've sent me video. We've posted video. I don't see how anybody could sit on their ass and say they can't do it when you can take it with what's going on with you.
No, I mean, I've had to do it all four times, you know. When I was doing that, I remember my parents saying to me, there's no such word as cat, and that's always kind of stuck with me, you know, and everything that I've done, so I thank them for that.
Yeah, and it's amazing, you know, your parents can make or break you. That's the truth, and a lot of times, I mean, we see back here in the States, a lot of that's not there anymore, and you're watching more and more kids suffer big time and getting in trouble or not knowing where they want to go, or they're 35 years old and they're just broken. And
it's a lack of direction, isn't it? Lack of
absolutely.
Guidance.
Absolutely.
True motivation comes from yourself, though. You've got to motivate yourself to a certain degree as well.
Well, I agree, because personal responsibility is always going to be the catalyst to carry it.
Absolutely.
This is what I want to ask you, too. Obviously, you know, you made your mind up. You're going to start training for Strongman, the whole deal.
Yeah.
Is there one event that you really like more than the others, one you excel in more, or do you like them all pretty much the same?
I like them all, but I enjoy doing the Atlas Stones. And more recently, I've enjoyed doing the seated deadlift. I'm sure you've seen some of that.
Oh, yeah, that deadlift's nasty.
this is God's honest truth. I've done the exercise about five times in my life, and I must be up to 500 pounds at one repetition maximum. So,
tell everybody out there how you basically have to do the reverse of a deadlift where it's behind you. Just give a description. You know, I've seen you do it a few different ways. I've seen your back against the wall.
That's right. Yeah, I've done that. But in the contest, people have started, in Disabled Strongman, we've started to do a thing called the seated deadlift now, where we sit on the end of a bench. We have the bar behind us.
Yep.
And we crouch down as though we were going to do like a good morning kind of exercise, maybe.
Yep.
And just grab hold of the bar and just basically sit up with it and put it from the floor.
Well, I mean, that's
how that works.
Yeah, that is incredible, because, I mean, the amount of upper body strength that you have just to do that, because now your lower legs are very affected by this, so you can't really use your legs to engage a pull, can you?
I do. I can push off my legs.
Okay.
What I call a good CP day, if that makes sense. If everything fires in the correct sequence, I can have a good or a bad day, you know?
Yep. But, I mean, you have to have a hell of a ton of strength, especially I was watching you sitting in the chair as you're lifting, you know, they're setting you up so you can pull an Atlas Stone and put it up on a barrel.
Yeah.
Tell me, like, I mean, that there, right there, is amazing. What... How do you get when they just go into a description for the audience now? If you're going to be lifting some Atlas Stones out of the barrels, and I know they help set you up for that, how do you set yourself up to get that up on top of a barrel?
You mean how do you motivate yourself?
Yeah, how when you wrap that stone, I mean, how are you getting? I mean, I mean that is pure strength to lift that onto the barrel. But is there a technique you use to do that, or is that just raw power?
It's power, and it's also a technique as well, you know? I mean, I always have a saying in Strongman, the quicker you do it, the less it hurts. So what I tend to do, I roll up on the brim of the barrel, scoop my hands underneath, clasp my hands together, lean back, and as I'm leaning back, I'm leaning across as well. So it's going back and across, and that tends to be the best method for me. But I know the guys have different techniques and different ways of doing it.
This is what I want to ask you, too. Obviously, you got to event train. So are you training with a group of strongmen? Are you in a gym? Do you have equipment at your home? How are you doing all this?
I have my own garage, so I've got all my equipment there.
Nice. So do you have someone come over and train with you, or are you alone most of the time?
I'm alone most of the time when I'm at home, but I also train at the Strongman Sanctuary in Kent, in England, over here. So Toby George is a splendid guy. He's got all the equipment there. So we train there. I've put on training days for the guys as well. Sometimes we do that, you know, we have all the guys together. I put on a training session, we had, I think, 14 guys turn up.
Wow, that's awesome.
Renewed, so it's really kind of developing in the UK. But I want to mention as well the origins of the sport, because without this splendid man called R.R. Johnson, we wouldn't have Disabled Strongman. He was the guy in Iceland that started the whole thing going.
Right. I
believe in 2002. And started training Disabled Strongman from 1996 to 1997. He wasn't quite sure. I just spoke to him on the phone, actually. And he said one of the first things they done was they actually did a truck pull in a wheelchair. So they had a truck behind, and the wheelchair in front, and the athletes would push themselves in the wheelchair, pulling a truck behind. So he's really the pioneer of Disabled Strongman. So I want to mention him before we go any further, because I don't want to forget to mention him. You know, it's very important, because without this guy, we wouldn't have known Disabled Strongman today.
Iceland's very dear to me with the Húsafell Stone. The first time I went there, tore my bicep.
Eric, what a fantastic place Iceland is.
Unbelievable, and we're looking to go back this year, too, to finally nail that Húsafell Stone.
Yeah.
But tell me this. Obviously, you're a big fan of Iceland. Tell me something maybe about Iceland I don't know, and the audience out there. What is it about Iceland? Is it just, you know, I always say Iceland to me is one foot in the new and one foot in the old world. What is it about Iceland that engages you so much?
It's such a rustic landscape, you know. You can imagine, you can just go out onto the landscape and you can imagine, like, many, many years ago, the Vikings, you know, and all that kind of thing, working the land and really having to strive for a living, you know. It's a tough landscape over there.
Definitely, absolutely. But I've told people it is one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen.
It's a fantastic, beautiful place. And also, the people are fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, they're really into their strength sports, and so that's why they like it, of course.
Well, when I was over there, we were talking, you know, you don't see many fat women over there.
No.
They're all, and I'll tell you what, I got to believe Iceland's got some of the most beautiful women I've ever seen on Earth.
Oh, well, a whole different show.
Yep, it is. And, you know, if you want to go to Reykjavik, you know, that's like your New York City to me here. And the rest of it, man, you can be out in the middle of nowhere, and that's what I liked in it.
It's a fantastic place. It's so diverse as well.
I'll tell you what, man, I could live there, I think.
Yeah, I thought I probably could.
I really did. What do you got right now? Here's a big thing, because we talk a lot about the mental thing and all that. You know, I mean, you've got a little bit more going against you than I do and a lot of other people. What is it you would tell the audience, you know, that especially when you have so many struggling kids right now, with low self-esteem, with, you know, they don't know, you know, manhood's been attacked big time here and everywhere in the world. What do you tell a young man, even a young girl that just is kind of wandering out there and they want to get into something physical, they want to learn how to weightlift, maybe they want to learn some stones or just calisthenics? What do you tell them at this point, because they just don't know what to do? How would you approach it with a young athlete?
I just say to them, if you believe you want to do something strong enough, you'll find a way of doing it, and just go forth and at least try, you know, to do the thing you want to do, because unless you try, you don't know whether you're capable of doing it. And it might not happen first time, but you just keep going back and keep going back until you improve and improve again. And, you know, don't let anybody tell you can't do something, because that's just bullshit, you know. As long as you believe strongly in yourself, you can do things, then you will do them. You know, like I said before, there's always 10 people or 12, 15, 20 people that say you can't do something, but the only person that you should really believe that you can do it is yourself.
I agree. Obviously, with what you've been through, what, you know, obviously your parents told you can do it, but you had to make up your mind to do it. Did you always have that, like, I like calling it kind of like tunnel vision, because you know where you want to go. You know what you got to do. Obviously, you're going to hit multiple holes in the road, and anybody that tells you that you don't is full of shit. What was it? Did you know, obviously, when you were 5 years old, you already kind of had an inkling what you want to do.
Absolutely.
But that's great. That's great to know that. But what is it inside you think that really drove you to where you are today? If you could describe that in a few words, Gary.
When I was watching Strongman all these years ago, I knew that I wanted to do it, but I didn't know what I wanted to say with Strongman at that particular time. Obviously, there wasn't at that time, but and I got into powerlifting. I did that for 10 years, and I realized that it was actually, I believe I was in the European Championships in Greece.
Yep.
And Arnold Mark Johnson and Magnus von Magnussen came over because they had my standard competitor called Thorstein Silverson, who actually does disabled strongman back in Iceland. But they were over there promoting the disabled strongman contest, I believe, at the time. And that was the first time I met Magnus. And he said, yeah, we're doing this. We're doing this World's Strongest Disabled Man in Iceland. And that was the thing. I never heard of anything. That was back in 2007. And it kind of dwindled out of my mind a little bit. And I thought, well, yeah, I'm either doing this or I'm not doing this. So I managed to find a friend of a friend on Facebook and got me in touch with Anna. And he said, yeah, come on out and have a go and see how you get on. It's gone from there, really. But I always knew that I wanted to do this kind of thing in strength and powerlifting and particularly strongman, because I think that takes it again to another dimension, especially when you've got a disability, because people don't perceive you to be able to do these kind of things, and we're living proof that you can get up and you can do it.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing.
And again, it's credit to Ron Amar, and you know, those guys in Iceland have adapted it forward to say, well, competitive to do it.
What's your feel? I mean, I don't see any of that here in the United States, and that'd be something nice to get rolling. Do you see?
Well, I've just come back from the U.S.
Okay.
I've just done America's Strongest Adaptive Athlete. That was in Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
Have you heard of that contest?
No, I didn't know. I had no idea.
Oh, really? There you go. It's something happening in your doorstep.
You got to If you get anything from the United States for this stuff, you got to send that to me, and I'll put it up on the blog.
I will. I'll send it over to you when we finish.
Okay.
I'll put you in touch with Chris Thatcher as well.
Okay. That'd be very good.
Yeah, no problem.
We'll get him on the show, and we'll really start publicizing it.
Promote the sport in the U.S. as well.
Okay.
Because the guys are up and coming now. You've got some very strong guys in the U.S.
Well, you anything you send me, Gary, I would be more than happy to contact them and promote it. Here's my question now. Are you at that point? I mean, what have you won in this in strongman here? What's going on this year, and where do you see your future in the sport?
Okay, well, I've been doing strongman since 2011. I haven't won any titles per se because for me, it's more about personal goals, and I'm developing and getting stronger all the time. You know, and with my Atlas staring up until recently, it was 70 kilos, and now it's gone up to 80 kilos, which is, what's that in American money? That's about 180 pounds.
186, was it? 160.
Okay.
Hold on. 176.
Okay. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's a hell of a lift because I know guys that can stand on their two legs and couldn't even lift it off the ground.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not the heaviest of the guys, are we? You know, I'm probably about 170 pounds, somewhere around there.
Yep.
So I'm not the heaviest. Compared to someone like Jeff King, he's 200 pounds, you know?
Yeah, let's face it, body weight makes a big difference with your lifts. That's the way it is.
It does. Like I said to you, I'm getting stronger all the time. I'm pleased certainly how I'm developing with the seated deadlift and the atmospheres. They've all come on very well this year. So, and of course, I'm busy planning Britain's Disabled Strongman as well this year.
Gary, you know what the thing is? I mean, you understand this, and I do too, but most of the people out there that are looking for quick fixes, this stuff takes years and years to become very good at.
No quick fixes, you know? You've got to work hard.
This is one thing I've always liked about lifting. It was going to reward you when you put the time in. If you didn't put the time on, it was going to break you right to your knees. And that's why I think this sport is so special, because there's nothing out there like strongman. Obviously, not everybody wants to do it. And my answer to that, most of it, is it's too damn hard. And when you have to basically get bloodied and beaten up on a constant basis.
Oh, you see, I love all that. That's made it a bit of a sadist, I don't know, but I like the fact that you've got a few bruises on your arms, you know. When I first started doing the Atlas Stones, I used to use tackle on my forearms.
Yep.
And as you know, it rips your forearms to pieces, doesn't it, if you don't wear sleeves and stuff. But that was kind of a rookie error at the time when I first started doing strongman, but you know, we kind of like getting a bit better than Bruce. It was all part of the thing for me.
Hell yeah! I mean, we built steel stones here for the Husafell.
Okay.
And we can load them up like a madman. And I'll tell you what, we were training them one day here, and it was probably maybe 90, and it was very humid here, which obviously makes it very hard.
Because whereabouts are you based over there?
I'm in upstate New York, okay. So it gets very hot and humid here in the summer. Well, let me put it to you this way. We left the stones out in the sun.
I wasn't wearing
gauntlets, anything, nothing.
Yeah.
Okay? Well, here's what happened. When you go to grab them, and I put my forearms on them, my forearms almost sizzled. It was so hot.
Yeah.
I had burn marks in those forearms and everything, and we still kept going. Now, is that a smart thing to do? No, it's not. I didn't even think of it that way at the time. But like you, I've been bloodied with them. You know, the only time I use tacky is when it's like that, because the thing is, it's not worth it for me to drop a stone and break your foot.
No.
So I fully use tacky in that instance because, let's face it, man, if it's 90 degrees out and the humidity literally is dripping off you like water, you're going to have a hell of a hard time, you know, squeezing that stone and holding it, especially if you're walking for eight distance.
Yeah.
So I'll use it then. But the majority of the time it's clean. But, you know, we have extremes here. I mean, we got snow and it's freezing and you're out carrying it and, you know, you're walking through snow and you're trying to hold on to it. It can be quite a test, but you know what? It's a good test because everything in your whole body gets involved in something like that. That's what really makes a good lifter, in my opinion, because...
And it's a test of a person's character, too, you know?
Absolutely, because you can't go down, you can't go out there and be a half-assed lifter. If you're a half-assed lifter, you don't lift it, or you carry it 10 feet and drop it, and you're done. So, yes, all this stuff builds character, it builds commitment, it teaches you how to take action, and what it does more than anything is it carries into your personal life and makes you better.
Lots of carryovers, absolutely right.
I just love the idea of either this thing's going to break me today or I'm going to break it.
Exactly.
Yeah. When you can mentally be that charged to, you know, to take something like that and carry it out, that's going to affect your life forever. And that's why you see a lot of these lifters. They're good entrepreneurs, you know. You don't hear about getting in trouble all over the place.
No,
I mean,
no, that's right. You don't.
Right. There's a certain standard and a code you live by, and I think that's what teaches you. Let me follow up with this. What do you feel in strongman you need improvement on, and is there other movements in strongman that you haven't tackled yet that you've got a real hunger for?
I'd like to do some more natural stone lifting. I quite enjoyed doing that. Well, I did do it back in the back when I first started doing strongman, but I've not managed to do a lot of natural stone lifting as yet.
Yep.
But
okay.
Obviously, I'm organising Britain's Disabled Strongman for the end of the month, so we're going to do all that stuff. There's lots of new guys coming forth from the UK, so we're looking forward to that.
Cool.
I just want to be the best athlete I can be, and I hope to bring the sport forward, and I believe I'm doing that pretty well so far. So, obviously,
yeah, you've done very well, and this is a sport. If you're ever going to excel, you'll excel.
Yeah,
I mean, I
take great pride in the fact that I brought the sport to the UK, and I've managed to put on the first Britain's Disabled Strongman show last year, and now we're doing it again this year. So it's been a crazy roller coaster ride, but I'm loving every minute of it.
Yeah, but you know, it's something to be very proud of, and you're giving back too, and that's a big thing because I mean, just you coming on the show here and promoting this and a platform you can stand on here, so to speak, and really give, you know, what you want to talk about, what, you know.
Thank you for the opportunity, Gary.
That's all right, Gary. I've got no problem with that at all. You're welcome anytime. But I want, this is why we did this show. I want to give people an opportunity where maybe before they couldn't get it. And as we grow bigger and bigger, obviously, anybody that's on here is going to be heard because now we're starting to get in all through Europe, and you know this is the beauty of this. This is the reason why I want to do this because I you know we're a big family here and everybody's invited in here, and it's like for those who didn't have a voice, for the ones that you know that not considered you know a 400-pound stone lifter or you don't squat 900, you know I don't care because it's like. A guy or girl who squats 300 still has something viable to talk about.
Absolutely.
What I've noticed
it's
is...
It's a pound-for-pound world, isn't it?
Well, it is. It's a pound-for-pound world, and more so now than ever. It's weight right now has become so extreme that most people aren't going to do that stuff, and I understand that. But you know what? The ones that come on like that, that are like the regular neighborhood guy or gal... The ones listening to the show can really identify more of that because if you're only squatting 300 and you got a guy squatting 1,000 pounds, you can't really relate to that. Well, maybe you can listen to what they're saying and pick up some tips.
Yeah.
But if you got somebody that's squatting 350 and they're telling you what they did to do and everything, well, you know what? You're going to really, really listen up to that. So, you know, I think that the whole idea of this platform or this show is to bring everybody in, to bring everybody up to the speed they can do. And the main thing is become better.
Absolutely.
You know, right? I mean, that's where I think a lot of these shows are lacking. They forget about, you know, there are other people out there that want to learn, and it's like we just don't cast them aside. And, you know, obviously with the disabled gentlemen like you and Jeff,
and I know we're
going to get more on. A good friend of mine here who lives locally, Warriors on Wheels. You know, we're trying to get more mix. We're getting a mix like that because, you know, regular people can learn from a guy like you with your tenacity and drive. If that was me and I was questioning a lot of things, I'd be like, well, Gary can do it. Why can't I do it? You know what I mean? So,
we all motivate each other. That's the thing, you know? I mean, some days you don't feel for it, but then you might see something that motivates you, you know, and that just gives you a little bit more drive. You might need on that day, you know?
Yeah, well, the thing is, hey, you know what? I got to train tonight. Yeah, you know, you don't know. I mean, you could go out and have a great night, or you're going to have a night that's really shitty, and, you know, you don't like that. But that's why, this is why I say it over and over again. This sport is absolutely great because, you know, there's no excuses with this at all. I don't care.
No excuses and no limits. I'm sure you've seen that posted up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, look at it this way, man. It's like this. You go to lift the stone, what happens? You either lift it or you don't. What are you going to say? So, you know, there's no in-between there.
No.
See, and that, I think that's what's happened to people now, why they're so unsure and why they have no confidence, because there's always like an out for them. With this stuff, there's no outs for you. You either do it or you don't, and that's the end of it.
The heart of the fight, the sweet of the prize.
Yeah. Well, hey, anytime you want anything big, you're going to have to pay a price for it. And if you don't want to pay the price, then go ahead and just be ordinary, as I say, instead of extraordinary.
Bullshit's a normal, you know? What's normal, you know? It's boring for one thing.
Absolutely. There is no...
I'd rather look outside the box and experiment new things that other people haven't tried and this kind of thing, you know?
Absolutely. Gary, we're going to wind up in a minute, but tell everybody, I mean... What, you got some contests coming up, I take it, this year?
Yeah, I'm organizing Britain's Disabled Strongman, as you mentioned. So that's good. We had 10 athletes last year, and we've got I believe, almost 20 this year.
Okay.
So,
and it's good to see you're getting involved like that with promoting and all that. That's excellent.
Yeah. That's right.
Before we go here, I want you, because we're going to have Gary on again, and I'm going to get him on in June. We'll work out a schedule for that.
Okay,
just
cool.
Tell everybody out there, though, this. For anybody that's sitting on the fence and they're not sure and they're not finding people that they can seek out, what would you tell somebody right now that wants to enter strongman, a little apprehensive, not really, you know, and they've done, we'll go with the idea they've lifted for a little while. Maybe they weren't great lifters. We don't know their history, but they're exploring it. They've seen you. They've heard our show. They've listened to other shows on here.
Yeah.
If you could encourage somebody right now, what would you say to them to get them started?
I'd just say, well, we're not apprehensive, don't we? Because, you know, just go forth and do it. There's plenty of, you know, if the guys with disabilities can do it, there's no excuse for anybody else. You know, if you want to do something bad enough, you'll find a way of doing it and you'll motivate yourself to do it. There's plenty of things on YouTube, disabled strongman and strongman in general, it's not always for the biggest and the strongest guys. You know, there's different weight classes of guys as well, so you might find someone that's a similar weight to you, where you might think, well, he's doing it, so if he's doing it, there's no reason why I can't do it, and things like this, you know?
I agree. Gary, I want to ask you this too. If anybody had any questions, could they contact you through your Facebook account?
Absolutely. There's no problem with that at all.
Okay. Could you give me your Facebook account name?
Yeah, it's just Gary Clark.
Okay. Right. So everybody knows, if you go out to Facebook, you can just type in Gary and it'll come up, Gary Clark.
Yeah. You'll find me on there.
Yep. Well, and the thing is, you got an opportunity to work with somebody that's proven that no matter what it is, it's not going to hold his ass down. And, Gary, I'm going to give our information out, and just hang on the line, and we'll talk offline. But I want to thank you for being on the show. You know, I had you on. Just, it's inspiring to see what you've achieved.
Well, thank you. It's not just me. It's other guys, too.
Yeah, I know that. But you know something? Right now, you're the guy speaking, you and Jeff, for anybody that, you know, is out there, and you've both been gracious enough to come on the show.
Thank you.
And we will do everything in my power to promote you guys.
Thank you very much.
Promote anything, any function you're involved in, any video you want to send, we'll put it up. We will do everything. I will do everything in my power to help you guys out.
Okay.
Because
I was just thinking maybe you could have Arnold on to tell his story as well.
Look, at anything you want to talk about, anybody that, you know, we talked earlier, send me any links, any emails. I will contact them. You know,
that's fantastic. He'll be really happy about that.
Okay, you open the door for me. I'll get to him.
Okay. No problem at all. Thank you very much indeed.
Okay, so just hang on, please. This is Motivation and Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. We're sponsored by Dr. Wong's Essentials, www.docspreferred.com. Don't forget to unleash your strength with relentless metabolic endurance through 100% pure, wholesome organic foods. Athlete's Choice is the only product with the ultimate results you're looking for. Contact Steven at primalcreations@aol.com or on Facebook, STEPHEN.SANTANGELO.75. 8X Club, that's the big thing. We just started the contest to win the club. It started on May 1st, it ends on May 15th, and Motivation Muscle has partnered up with 8X Club. Now, just a few of the really nice functions of this, the features. It's an adjustable one club, six weight settings, 3.5 to 25 pounds. It's perfect for both two-hand and one-handed club work, and it's great for rehab and circular strength training. All you have to do is go out to motivationandmuscle.com, enter your name and email, and on the 16th, Donnie and I will pick the winner. You will be on the show with Donnie and I wish everybody the best of luck. That's a $240 hammer club. I'm thinking of Ryan's stuff. So this is one of many contests that are going to be coming up in the next 4 months at least. So go out to Motivation Muscle, register, and win yourself an 8X club. Also, too, don't forget to go out to FiorellaBarbellCo.com, download the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle. That's a free ebook. And don't forget about our two biggest products to date, the Winner's Circle and Strength Times Power Equals Success. They are both life-changing. And just like Gary said, you know, you don't let people tell you you can't do it, and you say I can, and you have the tenacity to get it through. Also, too, FiorellaBarbellCo.com, MotivationAndMuscle.com. We're on iTunes and Stitcher. Give us a 5-star review. I thank everybody for that. We're on Facebook at Fiorella Barbell, Motivation and Muscle. We're on Twitter at Fiorello Eric. And I'll leave you with these 5 things. If someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to speak to them and encourage them to do the right things they need to do. You never know, a few words can change a person's life. As my mother always said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to somebody or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. And if you're going to go out like us and lift some big iron today and lift some stones, don't forget, push them, pull them, squat them, bend them, turn them. I don't care what you're doing. Take your stones and turn them into dust. And as the great Steel Crusher Stone says, in blood red, domination on both sides. We are domination. We don't follow the path. We clear cut it. And remember this, I say this on everything I write now, dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path, and don't step around it. And as I always say, no one will clip our balls. And as Russell Furr says, who's been listening to the show, and who has been on the show since the beginning, when I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. We will say that, Russell, to the day we sign off. Gary, thank you for being on the show, sir. We will talk again.
Pleasure.
Thank you. So, for Gary Clark, this is Eric Fiorello. Thanks for listening to the show. We will get Gary on next month. I will get this show posted very quickly because obviously you want everybody to know about the 8X Club contest. Be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road. And most of all, tell 100 of your friends, because if you don't, we're coming for you anyways. Go out and kick some serious ass today, everybody, and have a great week. We will talk to you soon. Thanks.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.